Hello, welcome to our podcast for Chapter 10. And of course, Chapter 10 is about the Americas. And as we start off, to really get us getting started, we would love to explore some of the reasons, as we see in our readings of the chapter, of why the Americas were so important. And as we see in that pivotal event in the history of the Americas, we really have to recognize really the motives of why Europeans wanted to explore the Americas. The European explorers such as the Spanish, the French, English, and Dutch all wanted a piece of the pie of the Americas. And especially Tenochtitlan, as we see in the beginning of the chapter, really, as it's located in present-day Mexico City, of course, was an awe-inspiring city. Built on an island in the middle of Lake Texcoco, its foundations can be traced back to the 14th century. The Aztecs, also known as Mexica, and it migrated into the area and established their capital. Over time, Tenochtitlan grew into a grand metropolis, adorned with magnificent temples, bustling markets, and intricate canals. And so that really is something that we see that happens with that development of civilization in the Americas that really drew so many Europeans to the Americas, especially after the discovery in 1492. Especially in 1519, the Spanish explorer Hernan Cortes and his men arrived on the shores of Mexico, fueled by a combination of curiosity, their thirst for adventure, and the lure of potential wealth. Cortes, along with his Tlaxcalan allies, embarked on a quest to conquer the Aztec Empire, which was ruled by the formidable Emperor Moctezuma II. Cortes and his fellow explorers, like many others during the era of European expansion, were driven by a desire to bring glory to their respective monarchs and accumulate wealth. The Spanish crown in particular saw the conquest of the new territories as a means to enrich the royal coffers and solidify Spanish status as a dominant global power. Thus, the Spanish explorers sought to report their exploits and claim territories in the name of the Spanish monarchy. And so that's what we really see that gets us started when we really introduce this idea of the Americas and why it was so important, especially for the Europeans. That allure of monetary gain played a significant role in the conquest of Tenochtitlan and other indigenous civilizations. The Aztecs, with their advanced agricultural practices, intricate trade networks, and vast reserves of gold, silver, and other precious resources, presented an irresistible opportunity to the European conquerors. As Cortes and his forces ventured deeper into the heart of the Aztec Empire, they encountered the vast wealth and cultural splendor of Tenochtitlan. This lust for wealth and the desire to make a name for themselves drove many European powers to explore and colonize the Americas. And that really is why we really have such a great interest in the Americas at this particular time, is because that is what opened up so much of that development and expansion, because Europeans were lusting so much for the wealth. So now as we move forward in Chapter 10, we want to go a little bit deeper on a journey to explore the rich and fascinating history of the Americas, especially before 1500. And as we go a little bit deeper, we would like to really show the vast and diverse continent. It is important to note that this discussion in this chapter will commence in what is often referred to as the middle of this historical narrative. Scholars widely believe that the earliest migrations to the Americas occurred thousands of years ago, with people crossing the land bridge known as Beringia, which connected modern-day Siberia and Alaska. These early migrants eventually dispersed and settled in various regions across North and South America, laying the foundations for the diverse indigenous cultures that would flourish in the millennia to come. However, while the Beringia migration is a crucial aspect of the peopling of the Americas, our focus today will shift to Mesoamerica, a region encompassing present-day Mexico and parts of Central America. Mesoamerica holds a unique place in the chronology of the Americas and is the first section where scholars have discovered evidence of large settlements, agriculture, and distinctive cultural traditions. The civilizations that emerged in Mesoamerica were characterized by remarkable achievements in agriculture, architecture, art, writing systems, and complex social structures. Among the most prominent cultures of Mesoamerica were the Olmec, Maya, Teotihuacan, Zapotec, Toltec, and of course the Aztec, whose capital was discussed earlier, Tenochtitlan. Mesoamerican society developed sophisticated agricultural systems that allowed the cultivation of staple crops such as maize, what we often refer to as corn, beans, squash. Domestication of these crops was a significant achievement, providing a stable food supply that supported the growth of permanent settlements and the rise of complex societies. The Olmec civilization, which emerged around 1200 BCE, is considered one of the earliest Mesoamerican cultures. They established ceremonial centers with impressive stone sculptures reflecting their religious and cultural practices. The Olmec greatly influenced subsequent civilizations in the region, particularly the Maya. The Maya civilization, known for its monumental architecture, intricate hieroglyphic writing system, and astronomical knowledge, flourished from approximately 2000 BCE to 1500 BCE. They built impressive cities with towering pyramids, palaces, and observatories. The Maya were skilled astronomers, as we've said, accurately predicting celestial events and integrating them into their religious and social practices. Teotihuacan, located near present-day Mexico City, was another influential Mesoamerican city. It reached its peak between 1st and 7th century CE, boasting monumental pyramids, vibrant murals, and highly organized urban layout. Teotihuacan influence extended throughout Mesoamerica, leaving a lasting impact on subsequent cultures. The Aztec, who established their capital in Tenochtitlan in the 14th century, were the last major civilization to dominate Mesoamerica before the arrival of the Europeans. They built a vast empire through military conquest and established a highly stratified society with a centralized government and complex religious practices and a tribute system that sustained their economy. By exploring Mesoamerica, we gain a deeper understanding of the rich tapestry of indigenous cultures that really flourished in the Americas before 1500. The civilizations laid the foundation for the development of a complex societies and left an indelible mark on history, art, and cultural heritage of that region. While the story of the Americas begins with the migration of people across Beringia, we have chosen to really get into this podcast a little bit deeper with Mesoamerican due to its distinction as the first region where scholars have found evidence of large settlements, agriculture, and unique cultural traditions. As we examine the civilization that thrived in Mesoamerica, we can appreciate the remarkable achievements of indigenous cultures and their lasting contribution to the history of the Americas. As we move forward during this time, many residents of Mesoamerica transitioned from a mobile hunter-gatherer lifestyle to a more sedentary way of life with a greater reliance on agriculture and settled communities. Prior to this formative period, Mesoamerica was populated by small bands of hunter-gatherers who moved in search of food and resources. These nomadic groups followed the seasonal availability of wild plants and animals, adapting their lifestyle to the natural cycles of the environment. However, with the advent of agriculture, particularly the cultivation of maize, we really see maize, beans, squash communities in Mesoamerica were able to establish settled villages and engage in more permanent forms of habitation. Agriculture provided a stable food supply that allowed for the development of larger, more permanent settlements. As agriculture became more prevalent, Mesoamerican communities began to cultivate crops in fields using techniques such as slash and burn agriculture. This involved clearing land by cutting down vegetation, burning it, and then using the ashes as fertilizer. The agricultural practices were key to sustaining sedentary lifestyles and supporting growing population. The transition to sedentism brought about significant social and cultural change. With settled communities, people could establish more complex structures, develop specialized labor roles, and engage in long-term planning for resource management. These developments paved the way for the emergence of a more complex political and economic system in later Mesoamerican civilization. It is very important to know that even as a sedentary communities emerge, some groups continue to engage in seasonal mobility. This was often due to the availability of different resources in different regions or the need to access specific environments for gathering or hunting purposes. However, overall, the trend towards sedentism and the establishment of permanent settlements was a significant hallmark of the formative period in Mesoamerica. Especially during this formative period, a shift occurred in Mesoamerican societies. From mobile, hunter-gatherer lifestyles to sedentary settlements, the adoption of agriculture allowed for the establishment of permanent communities, leading to the development of a more complex social, economic, and political life. This transition set the stage for remarkable achievements that would unfold in Mesoamerica in centuries to come. During this time, many residents of Mesoamerica transitioned from this time of hunter-gatherers mobily to really a sedentary lifestyle. Two key advancements during this time was the domestication of crops and also the use of pottery vessels as storage. With the domestication of crops, surplus foods could be stored for future use. This is where the use of pottery vessels or storage became crucial. Pottery vessels were not only durable and convenient for storing food and perishable materials such as gourds or baskets, but they also allowed for better preservation and organization of resources. The advent of pottery enabled communities to accumulate and store surplus food, contributing to increased stability and the ability to support larger populations. The appearance of pottery in different regions of Mesoamerica during the formative period reflects the spread and adoption of the technology. Pottery production is known to have emerged on the Pacific coast of Chiapas, Highland Valleys, and the Gulf Coast between 1900 BCE and 1750 BCE. The use of pottery vessels for storage and cooking had a profound impact on food preparation, preservation, and the social dynamics within communities. The availability of domesticated crops and the use of pottery vessels for storage facilitate development of a more urban living patterns. Surpluses of food allowed communities to sustain larger populations and support the growth of settlements. With increased stability and surplus resources, specialized labor roles could emerge, such as artisans, traders, and rulers, contributed to the formation of complex societies and urban centers. As urban centers grew, other technological advancements, such as the construction of elaborate architecture, development of trade networks, and the evolution of writing systems, further enhanced the urbanization process. These advancements fostered cultural exchange, economic development, and the emergence of social hierarchies within urban communities. And so, as we see, the domestication of crops and use of pottery for storage were crucial technological advancements during the formative period in Mesoamerica. These advancements provided a very stable food supply, allowed really for the surplus food storage, and contributed to accelerated transition to urban living. The appearance of pottery in different regions reflected the spread and adoption of this technology, fueling the growth of urban centers and the development of complex societies in America, and Mesoamerica especially. Now, as we move forward, we really like to discuss the Olmecs. The Olmecs played a significant role in shaping subsequent Mesoamerican cultures, but they were not the sole driving force behind the region's development. The Olmec civilization emerges around 1200 BCE and thrived about to approximately 400 BCE. They established a series of ceremonial centers in the Gulf Coast region of Mexico, notably at such sites as San Lorenzo, La Venta, and Tres Zapates. The Olmec are renowned for their colossal stone structures, including the iconic Olmec heads, which reflect their distinctive art style and religious practices. The Olmec civilization made significant advancements in various aspects of Mesoamerican culture. They developed a complex agricultural system, including terraced fields, irrigation, and drainage, which supported their growing population. The Olmecs also engaged in long-distance trade networks, exchanged goods such as obsidian, jade, and cacao with neighboring regions. Furthermore, the Olmec played a crucial role in the development of Mesoamerican writing and calendrical systems. They created one of the earliest known writing systems in the Americas, consisting of hieroglyphic symbols. The Olmec also developed a sophisticated calendrical system that influenced subsequent Mesoamerican cultures. The Olmec's cultural, artistic, and technological advancements had a lasting impact on the region. Many subsequent Mesoamerican civilizations, including the Maya, Zapotec, and Aztec, were influenced by Olmec traditions, adopted certain aspects of their culture, and the Olmec can be seen as the mother culture or a foundational influence on later Mesoamerican civilization. It is important to recognize that the rapid development, however, during this time and progress in Mesoamerica during the formative period was not solely driven by the Olmecs. Other contemporary cultures and regions also made significant contributions to the region's development. For example, the Maya civilization, which thrived from around 2000 BCE to 1500 CE, developed independently in the lowland regions of Mesoamerica and made remarkable achievements in various fields, including agriculture, architecture, writing, and mathematics. And so as we discuss the Olmecs, they were one of the earliest and most influential, but they are not the only one. The Baya are a part of this group as well. And the impact of both the Olmec and the Maya, though not fully understood, is an area of ongoing research and scholarly debate. While the exact nature and extent of the influence are still being explored, it is widely recognized that the Olmec played a significant role in shaping the trajectory of Maya civilization. We know, as we discussed before, that the Olmec civilization predates the rise of the Maya and established several ceremonial centers in the Gulf Coast region of Mexico by the time that the Maya civilization began to emerge. The Olmec culture and artistic achievements, including their distinctive art style, were likely known to the Maya through trade, cultural interactions, or possibly even direct migration. One of the notable areas of Olmec influence on the Maya is the realm of art and iconography. The Olmec style, characterized by the portrayal of colossal heads and other sculptures, has been found in various Maya regions, indicating the diffusion of artistic motifs and possibly religious or political symbolism. The Maya incorporated and adapted these artistic elements into their own artistic traditions. Additionally, the Olmec may have had influence on the development of Maya writing system. The Maya script, which consists of hieroglyphic symbols, shows similarities to certain Olmec hieroglyphics. This suggests that Olmec may have played a role in the development of early adoption of writing among the Maya. Furthermore, the Olmec emphasis on ceremonial centers, complex religious practices, and social hierarchies likely influenced the Maya's own architectural and social development. The Maya built impressive cities with monumental architecture, including temples, palaces, and ball courts, reflecting their own distinct cultural and religious practices. And while the Olmec influence of the Maya is acknowledged, it is important to recognize that the Maya civilization developed its own unique characteristics and achievements. The Maya's rapid rise to sophistication can be attributed to the combination of factors, including their own ingenuity, resourcefulness, and the favorable environmental conditions in which they thrive. And so we cannot rule out the Olmec's influence of the Maya, although not fully understood, it is significant and can be seen in various aspects of Maya culture, including art, writing, architecture, and societal organization. The Olmec's cultural legacy likely contributed to the Maya's accelerated development, but the Maya also had their own independent contributions and achievements that propelled them to remarkable levels of sophistication. So as we move forward, let's start to talk about Teotihuacan. Teotihuacan was a major pre-Columbian city located near present-day Mexico City. It reached its peak in about the 1st and 7th centuries CE and is considered one of the largest and most influential cities in the ancient world. Teotihuacan was characterized by impressive urban planning, monumental architecture, and cultural influence. The city featured iconic structures such as the Pyramid of the Sun, the Pyramid of the Moon, and the Temple of the Feathered Serpent. These pyramids and temples showcase the city's architectural prowess and its religious significance. The urban layout of Teotihuacan was carefully planned with wide street avenues and an organized grid pattern of residential complexes. The city had complex social structure with distinct neighborhoods, extensive trade networks, and a highly organized government. Teotihuacan's influence extended beyond its immediate region. The city was a major center of trade with goods flowing in and out of various parts of Mesoamerica. Teotihuacan's cultural and artistic styles, including the distinctive mural paintings, influenced subsequent civilizations in Mesoamerica, such as the Maya and the Zapotec. And as we move forward, let's start to really talk more about the Toltec. The Toltecs are also known for their military prowess, urban planning, and architectural achievements. They were skilled builders and constructed impressive structures as well, including the Pyramid of the Feathered Serpent, which features intricate stone carvings depicting feathered serpents. The Toltecs' architecture at Tula exhibited influence from earlier civilizations such as Teotihuacan. The Toltec civilization also left a lasting impact on Mesoamerican culture through their mythology and religious beliefs. They worship the feathered serpent deity associated with learning, art, and wind. And the myth of that feathered serpent, along with other Toltec legends, became important elements of the later Aztec civilization. The Toltec also credited with disseminating knowledge and skills in various fields, including metallurgy, agriculture, and the arts. They had significant influence on neighboring regions. Teotihuacan and the Toltecs were very prominent civilizations in Mesoamerican history. Teotihuacan's urban planning, monumental architecture, and cultural influence left an indelible mark on subsequent civilizations, while the Toltecs' military prowess, architectural achievements, and religious practice influenced development of Mesoamerican culture. Both civilizations played a crucial role in shaping the history and cultural heritage of Mesoamerica. Next, let's go a little bit deeper as we talk about the Aztec civilization. Specifically, the post-classic Aztec Empire withdrew significant attention from the Spanish conquerors during their arrival in Mexico. The Aztecs, also known as the Mexica, established a powerful empire in the 14th and 15th century CE with their capital city located in Tenochtitlan in present-day Mexico City. The Aztec Empire was characterized by its complex political organization, extensive trade networks, monumental architecture, and vibrant cultural practices. The empire encompassed a large territory with its influence spreading across much of central Mexico. The Spanish conquistador Hernan Cortes led the expedition that ultimately resulted in the conquest of the Aztec Empire. In 1519, Cortes arrived in Mexico and sought to exploit the wealth and resources of the region. The Aztec Empire, with its reputation for vast riches, drew its attention to the Spanish conquistadors, who saw potential monetary gain from their conquests. The Spanish initially formed alliances with indigenous groups that were enemies of the Aztec, such as the Tlaxcaltecans. With their support and the aid of superior weaponry, the Spanish were able to defeat the Aztec forces and ultimately conquer Tenochtitlan in 1521. The Spanish conquest of the Aztec Empire had profound consequences for the region's history. It led to the dismantling of Aztec political and social structures, the imposition of Spanish colonial rule, and the introduction of Christianity in the Americas. The conquest also resulted in the widespread loss of indigenous lives, the destruction of cultural artifacts and monuments, and the disruption of traditional ways of life. Despite the conquest and subsequent colonization, the Aztec civilization left an lasting impact on Mexico's cultural heritage. Many aspects of the Aztec culture, such as art, language, religious practices, and agricultural techniques, continue to influence Mexican society today. The ruins of Tenochtitlan, now located beneath Mexico City, served as a reminder of the once mighty Aztec Empire and its rich history. The Aztec Empire, with its wealth, power, and cultural complexity, drew significant attention from the Spanish conquerors during their arrival in Mexico. The conquest of the Aztecs by the Spanish had far-reaching consequences for the region, marking the beginning of Spanish colonial rule and profoundly altering the course of Mesoamerican history. And so as we move from the Aztecs, and the conquering by the Spanish, we start to really discuss also other areas of the Americas, especially the Pacific coast. The Pacific coast and the Andean culture of the Americas have left wealth and material culture that provides valuable insights for archaeologists and historians. The dry climate of certain regions, particularly the Andean highlands, has contributed to the preservation of artifacts, structures, and even human remains, allowing for a better understanding of these ancient civilizations. In the Andean region, civilizations such as the Inca, Moche, Nazca, and Chauvin have left remarkable material remains. The Inca, known for their vast empire of the 15th and 16th centuries, constructed impressive stone structures as the Machu Picchu, which continue to awe visitors today. The well-preserved ruins of these sites provide important insights into Inca architecture, engineering techniques, and social organization. The Moche civilization, which thrived between the 1st and 8th century CE on the northern coast of Peru, left behind an extraordinary amount of material culture. Their elaborate pottery vessels depict intricate scenes of daily life, ceremonies, and mythical narratives, providing valuable information about the cultural practices and belief. Similarly, the Nazca civilization, famous for its enigmatic Nazca lines, created intricate geoglyphs in the desert floor. These giant drawings of animals, plants, and geometric shapes, only visible from the air, offer insight in the Nazca worldview and their artistic expression. The Chauvin culture, dating back to around 900 BCE, produced impressive stone sculptures, intricate textiles, and complex architecture, structures at the sites of Chauvin the Antar. These artifacts contribute to our understanding of their religious beliefs, iconography, and ceremonial practices. On the Pacific coast of South America, the ancient cultures left behind an abundance of pottery, textiles, metalwork, and architectural remains. The dry coastal climate has also preserved these artifacts remarkably well, allowing archaeologists to study and analyze them in detail. These artifacts provide valuable information about the cultural practices, trade networks, and artistic traditions of these civilizations. The study of material culture from the Pacific coast and Andean cultures has significantly enhanced our understanding of ancient American civilizations. It has shed light on various aspects of their societies, including their technological advancements, economic systems, artistic expression, religious beliefs, and social structures. And so as we move forward, we can see that the Pacific coast and Andean cultures of the Americas have left behind a wealth of material culture that has been preserved, in part due to the dry climate of the region. The analysis of these artifacts has greatly contributed to our knowledge of these ancient civilizations and has helped shape our understanding of the rich and diverse history of the Americas as well. And so as we move even further, we can now look forward to seeing the large platform mounds that really are part of the Norte Chico civilization. Those large platform mounds found at Norte Chico and later at the Highland Center at the Chauvin de Antar demonstrate a continuity of architectural features and cultural practices in ancient Peru. The Norte Chico civilization, also known as Carasupe civilization, emerges around 3000 BC along the northern coast of Peru. It is considered one of the earliest complex societies in the Americas. The civilization consists of several large settlements, including Carral, Esparo, and Supe. And one of the distinctive features of Norte Chico site is the presence of monumental platform mounds. These mounds were constructed by piling up layers of earth and stone, creating elevated platforms that serve various purposes, such as ceremonial and administrative functions. The mounds at Carral, for instance, include the impressive Pyramid Mayar, or main pyramid, which is one of the largest structures at the site. Later, especially at the Chauvin de Antar, we also find the presence of large platform mounds indicating a continuation of architectural practices from earlier civilizations like Norte Chico. The Chauvin site, monumental stone structures, including the Castillo, or castle, and Templo Viejo, or old temple, which are constructed on elevated platforms. The significance of these platform mounds in both Norte Chico and Chauvin culture suggests a shared cultural tradition and perhaps the transfer of architectural knowledge or religious concepts from one region to another. These mounds serve as important ceremonial and social spaces, emphasizing the importance of ritual activities and communal gatherings within these ancient societies.